sing it like a group, and then there comes a bit of a crazy thing in the middle of the song where I also try to imitate the original recording from 1902.
Is there such a thing as Nordic music? Can music really sound like the place it's from, even if the place we talk about might encompass everything from sleek cities to intensely dramatic landscapes apparently teetering on the edge of the world? 12 composers from 7 countries are nominated for this year's Nordic Council Music Prize. I'm Andrew Meller, I'm a music journalist, and together on this podcast, we're going to delve into all 12 pieces of music and meet the people who made them. Hi, Un, it's Andrew here from Copenhagen.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Today, we're heading to the Faroe Islands to meet composer Un Patterson, who has worked with choirs and choral music on this atmospheric North Atlantic archipelago for decades. Un is nominated for her album titled 1902. Perhaps you could tell us where you're speaking to us from today.
I am speaking to you from the Faroe Islands, Høyvík or Tórshavn.
This is a country which is known for its extraordinary nature and dramatic views. So perhaps you could describe to us what you can see from where you are.
Here where I am now, I'm at home in my apartment. I can see out on Høyvíkartyrkja, and usually I would be able to see this island called Nólsoy and the sea and the dramatic view that I have. But actually, I can't see very much right now because it's very foggy and raining and gray. So I only can see the next building. Usually when I write music, I work from at home.
Un works as a librarian at the National Library of the Faroe Islands in Tórshavn, the world's smallest capital city. But she's carved out a special place for herself as a composer and arranger, working particularly in the field of choral, vocal and folk music. Now, there's a good reason Un's album is called 1902. That year, a man named Hjalmar Thorsen travelled around the Faroe Islands with a wax cylinder, recording islanders singing traditional Faroese folk songs. Un's work takes the melodies from those recordings and tailors them to the distinctive sound of the vocal group Kata, 5 female voices, including Un's, that seem at once utterly modern and yet to speak to us from the distant past. We hear these beautiful old songs reconstructed but oscillating between past and present, then and now. In fact, the prize committee writes that Un has managed to reinterpret traditional music of the Faroe Islands in a way that is both exciting and captivating for the modern listener. To my ears, what's really special about this work lies in the detail of Un's arrangements, which include piano, organ, percussion and electronics, as well as the 5 voices of Kata. It's how she manages to be consistently inventive, surprising and evocative, all being very much herself, without ever obscuring the clarity of the tunes. It's also entirely at one with Kata's very particular sound, which is as haunting and otherworldly as the Faroe Islands themselves can seem to visitors. Let's talk about this extraordinary music and where it comes from. The source was this collection of field recordings made by Hjalmar Thorsen. How did you come across these field recordings?
The first album of Kata, called Tvivelstøter, were arrangements of old folk tunes. And those melodies I found in the books of Marianne Clausen, who has been writing all of her life, was writing down and notating these tunes, 3,000 or 4,000 melodies from the Faroe Islands. So I found all of the melodies in her books, and the first album had a focus on women's or girls' stories. And then I noticed that some of the melodies had been recorded in 1902. So I thought, okay, that could be the next theme, using the melodies that were like the oldest recordings made. And those melodies that she had written down were from the recordings of Hjalmar Thorsen.
Made on wax cylinders over 100 years ago, the sound of these recordings must be extraordinary. I mean, can you describe how they sounded, these sort of voices from the past?
Yeah, they kind of have this like scratch on them. And the people singing sound actually very far away, not just in space, but also in time, kind of. You can feel that they have this urge to sing. They are very happy to tell the stories and to show what they can sing. And what I was very surprised also was that they had such a vivid way of singing, and it was so clean voices, like, and they were so proud, like, la, 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 la. And like they took this very, very seriously, this recording. I tried to imitate one of the recordings in one of the arrangements also, just for fun. So,
which one was that?
Her Gongri Hinten Haiyin. We sing it like a group, and then there comes a bit of a crazy thing in the middle of the song, just to break the pattern in the song, where I also try to imitate the recording that I heard from the original recording from 1902.
So jingle flyre, agra hindan hava vid finnje, jörsten hava vid ongan. Väl må tal joa, som tär kvåe, så tarra fingrar som esa stovna bonde.
There's certain elements of Faroese folk music that are very distinctive, aren't they? They seem to exist only on the Faroes. Is this connected to the way the Faroese music scene has been quite slow? It was a long time, wasn't it, before instruments made their way onto the islands and sort of made their presence felt?
Yeah, I think that many of the melodies and texts have like evolved through a very long time, and has also evolved in a kind of extreme isolation, I guess, because of the geographical location of the Faroe Islands. They are in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean between Iceland and Norway and Scotland, England. So that the melodies and the stories that might have come to the islands 1,000 years ago in one way stagnated without being influenced by other music, but evolved in its own way and become more and more its own and a Faroese kind of music.
So you have these distinctive melodies that are so old, and then you have the equally distinctive sound of this vocal ensemble, Kata. And what you've done is sort of combined the two. How did you do that?
How can I explain it? We live in this present time, but we are also kind of a result of our history and our old culture. That was what I was curious about to explore. What happens if you take these old melodies and use them today with singers and people that are living today? Is there a connection between how we are and what we think today and the past?
Did the album, or the music, I should say, did it turn out differently to how you expected? It seems to have taken on a sort of very distinct shape and atmosphere of its own.
When I heard the album in its whole for the first time, I was not expecting this darkness, while I was maybe expecting more of a funny lightness. I just think that the songs and the arrangements and the way that we sing it took on a life of its own.
Give it a swim.
When we think of people from outside the Faroes listening to this music, I mean, in a sense, it's completely inseparable from the Faroe Islands and from the experience of the people who live there and are brought up there.
Yeah.
Do you expect people from the outside to come away with a strong impression of the Faroe Islands, what it means to be Faroese when hearing this music?
Yeah, I think so. But mainly because it might also relate to something within them as well. Kata actually started out singing Bulgarian folk tunes. I was like singing these very, very, very beautiful arrangements of Bulgarian folk tunes. And I just thought that, well, we have so many folk melodies and texts in the Faroe Islands that it might be interesting to try to adapt the same thing to our melodies in a Faroese kind of way. So this is kind of an essential thing, I think, about folk culture.
I mean, there's a certain sense that we think of folk music as being so deeply rooted and so distinctive to its particular geography. But at the same time, the more you listen to it and the more you listen to the stories that it tells, they are effectively just universal stories, aren't they, about all of us?
Exactly, universal. That was the word that I was looking for.
It's a really beautiful album, this. An absolute pleasure to hear it and to experience it. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Faroese folk music, particularly the country's unique chain dancing tradition, has a power of its own. But it takes a musician of real sensitivity and formidable ears to add to this raw material, in the most literal sense of the word, and in so doing, enhance and amplify it rather than diminishing or obscuring it. 1902 is truly a portal to another world. And remember, Un is just one of 12 nominees for this year's Nordic Council Music Prize. You can listen to all 12 talk about their music on this series. Just head to wherever you're listening from now. You can also read about the nominated works at norden.org. I'm Andrew Meller, and this podcast was produced for the Nordic Council by Niels Bjørn and Ines Gack at Immersive Stories. Thanks for listening.